from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. From the Ohio News Network, I'm Daniel Barnett. It's been 1 year since 9 victims were gunned down in Dayton's entertainment district, and today, the governor joined the chorus of Ohioans frustrated by a lack of action to curb gun violence. Less than 1 month after the shooting in Dayton, Governor Mike DeWine introduced a series of gun safety measures that were less stringent than those he had called for in the days immediately following the shooting, but more comprehensive than those already in place. DeWine expressed his frustration today on the one-year memorial of the shooting that Ohio's General Assembly has yet to act on the so-called Strong Ohio plan, and insisted that lawmakers no longer let the common sense measures languish in the state house. Today marks 1 year since that dark day in Dayton's history. Pete Scalia reports.
In just a matter of seconds, 9 lives were lost in a shooting in Dayton's Oregon district. Governor Mike DeWine reflected on the events that happened that tragic morning.
I think back a year ago, and when I got a call in the middle of the night that this had happened, and you know, I heard it was a mass shooting, and then I heard Dayton, and I just couldn't believe it.
The shooter was taken out by police 32 seconds after his first shot.
There's a lot of frustration and disappointment with today's anniversary, much of it because of the coronavirus necessitated safety restrictions and orders that'll prevent a large community commemoration.
I can't believe it's been a year, and in some ways it's gone really quickly, and in other ways it's been a very slow year because of all the different things that have also happened since the mass shooting in the district.
At-home activities such as a 9-minute remembrance are planned. The Dayton Daily News says some of the businesses in the Oregon district are also closed today in memory of those who died. I'm Pete Scalia.
Also today, Governor DeWine announced a health order that would require all school children who take part in in-person education this fall to wear a face covering. DeWine said that as school districts, parents, and students deal with the uncertainty of what the fall semester will look like, the mandating of masks is one way of providing a measure of safety and certainty to all involved. DeWine said the latest guidance from health experts around the country is that children of all ages, not just older school children, wear a mask in school buildings. DeWine said the state will be using federal aid to help school districts provide masks to all students. President Trump is scheduled to make a stop in Northwest Ohio on Thursday, visiting the Whirlpool factory in Clyde. That's according to a White House official. ONN's Dave James has more.
In his first visit to Ohio since the onset of the pandemic and his 16th trip to the state overall, Trump will tour the plant and speak regarding his administration's dedication to assist in supporting the manufacturing industry and American-made products. In 2018, Trump upheld a tariff on imports of large residential washing machines. It's a product that's made by Whirlpool in Clyde, 20 miles southwest of Sandusky, and employs more than 3,000 people. Dave James, ONN News.
Ohio's Secretary of State was in the national spotlight yesterday speaking about how the November election will be different this year. Tracy Townsend reports.
Frank LaRose told CNN election results could take weeks. That's because he expects the highest volume of votes ever.
Life has changed so much in the last few months, and that includes the way that the ballots are going to be counted on election night. It could take a little while longer, you're right to mention. And with us relying so much more on absentee balloting this year, we could see a lot of ballots come in after Election Day. We'll receive ballots for 10 days at the boards of elections, as long as they're postmarked before Election Day. And those count. Every vote counts, and we will make sure that every vote is tabulated. We will never sacrifice speed for accuracy.
And LaRose says the results on election night will be unofficial results, and the results in the official report weeks later could change. I'm Tracy Townsend.
The former Speaker of the Ohio House, stripped of that position last week in a unanimous vote in that chamber, could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted of racketeering. The lawyers representing former Speaker Larry Householder have made a motion to withdraw from the case due to a conflict of interest, but that motion did not state what the conflict is. Householder is charged with racketeering in a $60 million bribery scheme involving bailouts for Ohio's nuclear power plants. 4 others are also charged in the case. There was sad news out of the broadcast news world in Northeast Ohio today. One of Ohio's legends in broadcasting, Dick Goddard, has died at the age of 89. An Akron native, Goddard served as chief meteorologist for Fox 8 News for more than 5 decades, making him a staple figure in Cleveland. And researchers are hard at work bringing coronavirus vaccines to the next stages of clinical trials, but one of the world's leading health experts says we must focus on other things now to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Tracy Townsend has the details.
The head of the World Health Organization says it's not enough to rely on the possibility of a vaccine.
There is no silver bullet at the moment, and there might never be. For now, stopping outbreaks comes down to the basics of public health and disease control. Testing, isolating, and treating patients, and tracing and quarantining their contacts. Do it all.
And he says, for individuals, it comes down to keeping your distance, washing your hands, and wearing a mask. I'm Tracy Townsend.
Special thanks to our affiliate station WBNS-TV in Columbus for their contributions to today's newscast. I'm Daniel Barnett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.